What's up, guys? Welcome to Demo with Mo. I'm your host, Monique Simmons. We'll be discussing dating, engaged, and married objectives from a young Christian's perspective. Are you guys ready? Let's dive in. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of Demo with Mo. I am your host, Monique Simmons. We know that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I encourage you guys, be intentional and thoughtful about what you want to do for your partner. If you're listening to this episode when it's released, you have less than 2 weeks away before Valentine's Day. That gives you enough time to be intentional and thoughtful in the gift that you want to get your partner. So I encourage you, don't wait until the last minute. Don't be that guy that goes into the store the night before and it's 20 guys standing on the aisle trying to find that perfect car for their lady, for their wife. You know, don't be that person. Valentine's Day cars have been out for a long time. You can go now and pick up that car. Ladies, don't wait until the last minute to order your man that special gift. And yes, you heard me correctly. Ladies, make sure you get your man that special gift as well. Valentine's Day is not just for the ladies. It is for both partners in a relationship. Because Valentine's Day is that special day that we celebrate our love for one another, where we show one another how much we appreciate each other and what we mean to each other. So make sure in whatever you do, even if, because let's be realistic, sometimes that budget, it be looking real tight. It's been some years my husband and I just did not have the money. So no matter how small or how big or extravagant you want to go, just be intentional in whatever it is that you want to do for your partner. Be thoughtful about what you want to do. Is this something that they like? Is this something that they would enjoy? Is this something that maybe they've mentioned, something that they would desire? Don't just do something that you would like. Don't buy something that you would want. Think about your partner. That's where the intentionality comes in. Being mindful of who your partner is. And for you partners who are going to be receiving these gifts, I encourage you, don't have unspoken expectations of what you want or desire for Valentine's Day. Clearly communicate whatever that is you want to do, whether you want to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day, maybe you want to miss the crowd and you want to hang out with your partner on that weekend. You would like your partner to get you guys a babysitter and you guys do something special at home. You guys want to cater something in. You don't want flowers this year. You would love to go get massages, whatever that is. I'm just throwing out different things that you might desire. Don't have unspoken expectations. Clearly communicate what that is you would want or desire on Valentine's Day with your partner. Because what I will tell you, unspoken expectations will always be unmet expectations because your partner or spouse cannot read your mind. I know some of you guys, because I've been guilty of this myself, my partner should know. They spend all this time with me. They should know what I like. They should know what I want to do. They should know the things that I enjoy. They should have heard me mention this before. Our partners can't read our minds. They don't know. Sometimes they didn't hear us mention it, or sometimes they heard us and didn't remember. But if it's something that you know for sure that you want, it's something that you're expecting, it's an activity that you want to do, maybe it's something you want to do together, maybe it's a gift you've been eyeing and you've been waiting to get it for Valentine's Day, that purse, those tickets to that comedy show, maybe a staycation or vacation, whatever it is, I would encourage you to clearly communicate that with your partner. Tell them what it is you want. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with communicating with your partner or spouse exactly what it is that you want to desire. But unspoken expectations will always be unmet expectations. Today is season 4's finale. Can y'all believe that? How wild is that? I cannot believe we've already went through this whole season. As you guys know, we take a break in between the seasons. I am going to miss you guys. I encourage you while I am out I will be out for a few weeks. I usually take that few weeks to really focus on time with my husband and with our children and time with our family and working on content and things that I want to do to make the next season for you guys even better. I'm always working. I'm always trying to get better at my craft and not just externally. If you guys have been rocking with me, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that this podcast is my ministry. It's to bring glory to God. All that I do, I want to bring glory to God. I always want to point it back to Him. So when I say I'm working on this, it's not just those external things. And don't get me wrong, I have goals. I have things that I work on that I want to be better at, that I want to accomplish. And I have those external things. But my first priority is my relationship with Him. My first priority is studying and growing and all of those things. That's my first priority. So know that all of the things that I come on here each week to talk about with you guys, working on your relationships, being better in your marriage, investing in your children, ministry, all of these things each week that I'm coming on here talking about, know that I am behind the scenes doing the same work myself. I am never going to come on here and encourage you to do something that I myself am not doing or striving to do as well. This is a ministry for me. This is my life. The things I share with you is my life, is my walk, is my journey with Christ. This is personal to me. So everything that I'm coming on here each week telling you about, I am holding myself to those same standards. I am challenging myself and pushing myself to grow in the same manner that I am encouraging and pushing you to grow as well. So know that you are not alone in this. As I was saying, while I am out on the break preparing for season 5, I encourage you guys, if you have not already, go back and listen to all the previous episodes of season 4. We had some great episodes this season. We had some great guests to join me this season. I really encourage you to go back and listen to those. Binge listen. Make sure you share with your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever you know that it might help or encourage in their relationships as well. Remember, join our Facebook community, Dating, Engaged, and Married Objectives. Follow me on Facebook and TikTok at Demo with Mo and on Instagram at Demo with Mo Podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing the importance of praying for your marriage. All right, guys, let's dive into today's episode. What's up, guys? For the past few years, I don't necessarily make New Year's resolutions, but I have a word or mission statement that I personally want to focus on to work on being a better version of myself. That's something that I personally do. As you've heard me mention in previous podcast episodes, I have nothing against New Year's resolutions. That's just something that I haven't personally did the past few years. I always just have a word or a mission statement that I want to focus on to be a better me. For 2022, my word was intentional. I wanted to be intentional in my relationships. That was with my relationship with God, my husband, my children, with my church family, with my family and my friends. I wanted to be intentional about the things that I said yes to, being mindful that I didn't just say yes to anything, but making sure I said yes to the right things that made sure that I still prioritized those things that were most important to me, which you know are my relationship with my husband and my children. I wanted to be intentional about not putting too many things on my plate because in the past, if you've been rocking with me for a while, you know a lot of these things. But for some people, this may be your first time hearing my podcast. This may be your first time hearing me. But in the past, I would put too many things on my plate. I would take on too much, agree to do too many things, and I would get overwhelmed. And last year, well, really since COVID, I was very mindful of that because I got pregnant with our last child, my baby girl. I gave birth to her in the middle of the pandemic and things really changed for me with that. But I won't get into all of that as we've talked about that in previous episodes. I encourage you to go back and check out previous episodes from this season. But I was mindful of the things that I agreed to, making sure I didn't put too much on my plate, that I didn't take on too much. If I'm honest with you guys, sometimes it was very weird because I was so used to having to do something every day. There would be some weekends that would roll around and I wouldn't have anything to do except things that I really wanted to do. And I would wake up some mornings feeling weird, like something was missing, something was wrong. Are you forgetting something? I would look at my calendar. I would ask my husband, like, what are we supposed to be doing? Like, what's going on? Because for so many years, I had gotten adjusted to that, even though it was so unhealthy. It was unhealthy for me. It was unhealthy for my family. It was just very unhealthy. But I know some of you guys who may be listening to me can totally relate. Even though it may be unhealthy, unhealthy may be your normal. Don't let that go over your head. As my pastor say, you will get that when you go home. But that unhealthy became my normal. So when I began to get rid of those unhealthy things and get that stuff out of my life and be very intentional about the things that I would say yes to and the things that I agreed to and the things that I would put on my plate, when I would have this free time, it would be weird to me, and I didn't know what to do with myself. So that was an adjustment for me. But again, that was my word for 2022. I started individual therapy. I worked on some relationships with family, and I am still working through some of those relationships and still working on that stuff. Because that stuff, just because you have this word for the year or your mission statement for the year or goals or things that you want to work on for the year, once that year is over, that don't mean that that is finished. You continue to work on that stuff. That was just something that I wanted to focus on for 2022. And you guys, I did just that. And I'm going to be honest, I was very proud of myself. I went into 2023 very proud of the woman looking back at me in the mirror. But even though I am very proud of myself and I was very proud of the woman looking back at me in the mirror, 2022 was one of the hardest years in my life. But it was one of the most beautiful years in my life as well. And I really hope that makes sense to you. It's one of those things that you really can't explain without experiencing it. It was hard because when you want to be intentional, you don't just let stuff happen all willy-nilly. You don't let things just go by the wayside. You have to be mindful. You have to do the work. You have to think things through. You have to, especially for a Christian or believer, I'm intentionally going to God, asking him what I should do. And not only asking him what I should do, I am putting in the work to actually do these things. And not only am I asking God and seeking God on what I should do, I am in therapy doing the work, working through emotions and talking through things that I had never dealt with. And when I say never, never, it was a lot of things in individual therapy that I had to face head on. Because I told you guys, the word for 2022 was intentional. I could not ignore it anymore. For years, it was so much stuff that I ignored for the sake of other people's feelings or what they may think about it. But I could not do that anymore. I could no longer stuff what was going on internally with me. I had to face it head on and I had to deal with it. So again, even though it was one of the hardest years of my life, it was one of the most beautiful years of my life as well, because God already knew everything that was going to happen to me last year, because he's sovereign. He knows all things. Such a great God we serve. But he had already been preparing me for everything that was going to transpire last year. So if you've been rocking with me, if you've been listening to the podcast, again, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole because I've shared all of these things with you guys. So I encourage you, if you have not, if this is your first time hearing this podcast, please go back and listen to previous episodes so you can get full context of this story so you can understand. But during the pandemic, when I got pregnant with my daughter, and we were all stuck in the house because of COVID and everything that was going on. But during that time, I knew I could not get disconnected. I knew within my heart, I just could not get disconnected. I couldn't. So something that I started to do every day, and I wasn't even doing this before COVID. I started to read my Bible every day before I would get up early every morning before everyone in my house. And I would read my Bible every single day. I'm talking Sunday through Monday. And then I skip a day every single day. And to this day, I still do this. I get up before everyone in my house and I read my Bible every single morning. I'm not talking about where you got to be spending hours, because I still have to work. I work from home, still have to be a mom. I still have other things that I have to do. But this was me being intentional about my relationship with God. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. Going to church on Sunday is not going to get it. That's not going to be enough for you. You're going to fake, and you want a relationship. It's just like marriage or a romantic relationship with your partner. If you want to have that intimacy, that closeness, you want to be seen, you want to be known, you want to be able to see and know your partner for who they are and really have that love and that closeness where you can talk about anything and share anything and you don't have to hide. You can just be yourself freely without judgment. I'm talking about that's the type of relationship that you just want. That's what we all want. That's what we all desire. But that one day a week, it ain't gonna get it. And for some of us Christians, we expect that we can do the bare minimum and have that closeness with God and think we're gonna be able to withstand the tactics of the enemy and the storms and the trials that we go through and think we're gonna be able to have joy and peace and all of the blessings and all of the great things that we want from God, but just show up with the bare minimum. It's just not going to happen. I'm just gonna keep it a buck with you. It's just not gonna happen like that. And that's the same way in your marriage and in your romantic relationship. It just won't happen. You literally have to put the work in. You have to put the work in to get that beautiful thing that I just described to you. You have to put the work in to get that. Okay. So I would get up before everyone in my house and I would read every day. I would read my Bible every day and I would talk to God and I would pray. And like I said, I'm not trying to tell you, you got to do some long drawn out thing. That's not what I'm saying, because it's a personal, intimate relationship with Him. Some days it's a couple verses. Some days I may spend 5 minutes praying. Some days I may need more. Some days I only have less. Some days I may oversleep and only can read. And what I'm saying is, it's personal. But you have to be intentional. This is something that you have to desire and want to do because you want to have a relationship with Him. It wasn't like it was some chore to me, some duty to me. It was legit because I desired to want to be close to Him. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to be with Him. I wanted Him to see me and I wanted to see Him. I just wanted to be in relationship with Him. That's all. So what I'm saying is, all of this time over the pandemic, I was doing this. I was building my relationship with Him. And not only was I doing these things, I was building relationships with my other brothers and sisters in Christ in fellowship. Because even though we were not physically in the body, we would get together over Zoom for Sunday school review, because I'm a Sunday school teacher. We would get together for Sunday school on Sunday. Every opportunity that I got to be among other believers, I would. So what I'm saying is, I was being intentional about building that relationship with Him, because I knew I did not want to get disconnected, because it's easy to get disconnected, but it's hard to build that intimacy back up. It's just like your relationship with your partner. Man, it takes some work to build that closeness and that intimacy where you can be seen and known by your partner and your spouse. It takes some work, but it can be easy to get disconnected from that. Stop talking for a few days. And I'm not talking about like that generic talking, like, hey, what you doing? None, what you doing? I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about that real checking in, like, how are you? What's going on with you? How can I show up for you? How are you feeling about work? Like, what's going on in your life? What could I be doing better? Like that real talking, or not making sure you make time to spend that one-on-one quality time together, not where you guys are just passing through or getting together to do something for the kids or sitting down and having dinner as a family. But I'm talking about that quality date night, one-on-one time with each other. It's so easy to get disconnected. And I knew I did not want to get disconnected. So I'm saying all of this to say to you, when 2022 hit and all of the things that started to happen and transpire, life began to life. Life began to life. And even though it was hard, and there were some days I legit wanted to give up all of that work that I had put in, building my relationship with Christ, being intentional about reading his word and hiding his word in my heart, and all of that time that I had spent praying and talking to him and investing and building that personal relationship with him, I had all of that to fall back on when it got hard. So even though 2022 was one of the hardest years of my life, 2022 was also one of the most beautiful years in my life because I got to see Christ show up for me. I got to see God show up for me. Every time it would get hard, he would show up. I mean, every time it got hard, because I would always respond of depending on him. My response would be, let me talk to God about this. Let me go to God about this. Let me see what his word has to say about this. Let me see how God says I should respond to this. God, do you see how they're treating me? Do you see how they're talking to me? What should I do with this? Tell me how to still love them. Tell me how I should still treat them. God, I'm in need of this. I don't have this, but they're saying I need this. I need you to provide this for me. I know you to be a provider. You know, that was my response. I'm talking about every time it got hard, but that just doesn't happen. That's not something that just comes natural to you. That was because I invested in my relationship with him for those 2 years prior. And don't get me wrong, I was investing in my relationship prior to that. But those 2 years prior to 2022, I really invested. I really, really invested. God knew that I was going to need all of that for the year that I had on last year. So again, last year, the word was intentional. And for 2023, the word is surrender. Surrender is when you let go. You stop trying to do things your way and you submit to someone's authority. In my case, that someone would be Jesus. I don't want to pick and choose what in my life I surrender to Christ. But this year, I want to be intentional that I'm surrendering everything to him. There go that word intentional again. I told y'all, just because the year ends doesn't mean that has to stop. That doesn't mean that that's over. You're just shifting your focus. But this year in 2023, I'm still going to be intentional. That's just not my focus this year. Surrendering is my focus this year. But even in my surrendering, I'm going to be intentional that I'm surrendering everything to him. Well, what does that have to do with the importance of praying for your marriage? You might be asking. Because I started off with telling you guys that we're going to be ending season 4, the finale today, with discussing the importance of praying for your marriage. And I done talked about all this stuff. I done talked about being intentional. I have talked about my words for the years. I've talked about investing in my relationship with Christ. I talked about last year being one of the hardest years of my life and one of the most beautiful years of my life. But what does any of this stuff have to do with the importance of praying for your marriage? The Bible teaches us that our marriages should be a representation of Christ's relationship to the church. And if I'm honest, my marriage is one of the hardest areas for me to fully surrender to Christ. That's just me being honest with you guys. It's one of the hardest areas for me to surrender. To fully surrender. Because there's some areas in my marriage that I will surrender with no issue. And there's some areas in my life that I will fight to surrender. And there's some areas in my life I will ignore and I just don't want to give up. I'm not letting go. I'm stubborn. I want to do it my way. I know what I should do. I know, and the crazy thing is, I know God's way is what's right. I know his way is what will work out best for me. I know this. But that stubbornness that will get in my heart on certain issues keeps me from fully surrendering to certain areas in my marriage and giving it over to him. God created marriage. He tells us how to love, honor, and respect our spouses. He tells us exactly how marriage should look. The things that he calls us to do in marriage don't come natural to us. They go against everything our flesh wants to do. So if we're going to do marriage God's way and get God's results, it only makes sense that we would go to him to help us to do that. This is why praying for your marriage is so important. If you buy something, you know how you buy your kids those gifts for Christmas and they ship them to you in those boxes full of pieces, none of it's put together? You be hoping it be put together, but you know it's probably not put together. And for some reason, we think we can put those gifts together without reading the directions. And once we get done, we have like 50 screws left, or we put a part on backwards, or it falls apart, or it's not sturdy, and we have to start over from scratch and read the directions. It's a reason why they have the directions in the box, because the person, the manufacturer, the person who created it, they know how they created it. They know exactly how it's supposed to be put together and how it should work. It's the same way with our marriage. God created marriage. He knows exactly how marriage should be, what it should look like, how we should treat one another. But for some odd reason, we like to do it on our own. We want to do it our way. We want to listen to everybody else but God. We will try a million different things before going to God. And just like those gifts that we try to put together that we get our kids for Christmas, it's not sturdy. It ends up falling apart. We got to start over from scratch. And you know what we end up having to do, which is what we should have did in the first place? We have to go back to the manufacturer's directions and do it the way they instructed us to do. And that's the same way it is for our marriage. After we mess it up, because that's what we do when we want to do things our own way, we mess it up. We have to end up going back to the manufacturer, the creator of marriage, and do it the way he intended for it to be done. This is why prayer in marriage is so important. I'm talking about it is a necessity. If you are listening to this when this comes out, my husband and I, we lead the couples ministry at our church. And as you're listening to this again, if you're listening to this live, we just finished 21 days of prayer for our marriages. And I had prayed about it and talked to God about it, about my word for this year. I do want y'all to know that I don't just randomly choose a word and just throw out a word that sounds good. I go into prayer about, Lord, what do I need to focus on in my life this year? What area of my life do I need to be better in? Because I want to be better. That is my desire, to continue to strive to be better. So once I got the word, I'm like, what are some things that I need to surrender? Like, what areas of my life could I do better in this area of surrendering? Because I don't know about y'all, but some areas are harder to let go than others. There are some things in my life, I'm talking about, I trust God fully. Finances and money, no issue. No issue. And I know for some people, this is a hard one. Like, this is one of those hardest ones to let go. Money and finances is not an issue for me. I will freely let God be in control in that area of my life. I've seen God do some amazing things in my life. I'm talking about, I've seen him do some mind-blowing, amazing things. I'm talking about making ways out of no ways, providing what you know you didn't have. You know, you knew it was a need, but you know you didn't have it. You didn't have it. Nobody could give it to you. Yeah, I've seen God do mind-blowing things in my life when it comes to being a provider. No issue. So there are some things in my life, God said it, that's enough, period. But there are other areas in my life where I struggle letting go. And it's not because of God. It's because of me. I want to be in control. I don't want to let go of my ways. I don't want to let go of my way of thinking, the way I want to do it. I don't want to relinquish. I want to be in control. And I know some of you listening may be the exact same way. You may not be as honest as me. You may not want to say that. You may not want nobody to know that. You may want people to think you just trust God with every area in your life. He's in control. You fully surrender. No. I have not gotten where I am in my relationship with Christ except by being completely transparent and vulnerable and honest about where I am. I'm not going to ever come on here and lie to you or pretend that I'm something that I'm not. I'm just not going to do that because I want, when I share with you, when I live my life, when people see me, when people hear me, when people know me, when I'm witnessing to others, I want people, when I say I want God to get the glory, I mean it. So I'm going to be honest because I want you to see everything that God does in my life is Him. I want you to see who I am and who He is. So I'm never going to try to pretend that I got it all together and I have it all figured out and I do what's right all the time and I don't mess up and I trust God fully with everything. No, I would never do that. I want you to know this thing is real. And I really hope you get to that place as well where you don't ever feel like you need to pretend or put on, but that you can be completely honest about where you are in your walk. Because once you get there, God can begin to do a true work in your heart. I'm talking about a true work because now you're honest about where you are. He can meet you right there and begin to get you where you need to be. I hope that makes sense. So, again, I began to write out the list of the things that I need to work on being able to surrender on in my life, areas of my life that I can do better on surrendering to God. And marriage was one of them. So I reached out to the couples in our couples ministry and told them, you know, what I wanted to do and what I was going to do in my personal marriage and how I was going to be doing this 21 days of prayer in my marriage. And I would love for you guys to join me. And everybody jumped on board. Everybody was in. So myself and our couples ministry, we just have finished the 21 days of prayer for our marriage. So what it consisted of, and I encourage you guys, if you are part of a couples ministry, or even if you have a friends group, you got a group chat going with your girlfriends or your guy friends, you know, y'all be talking about everything else and doing everything else in a group chat. Maybe this is something that you can jump on board with. I'm just saying. But what it consisted of every day, a specific time, because we would all pray at the same time, you know, unless you had something going on, but we'd all pray at the same time. But every day I would send out a scripture of exactly what we were going to be dealing with for that day, or what area we were going to kind of be praying around, and what we were going to be asking God to help us with in our marriages concerning that specific scripture. And I would send that out each day, and we would all, everyone in the ministry, would be praying and interceding together for their marriages. And this is intentional because, as I told you guys earlier, the things that God expects from us in our marriages, how He wants us to love one another and honor one another and respect one another and submit, and the things that God asks of us, these things do not come natural to our flesh. They come natural to the Holy Spirit, which, if we are Christians, now lives within us, now dwells within us. But that flesh and the Holy Spirit, they are at war. They are fighting every day. You know how you want to do what's right, but some in you just want to go against that, doing what's right. That's that war. That's that fight that's happening every single day because your flesh doesn't want to do that. Your flesh wants to sin. Your flesh wants to do the complete opposite of what God wants you to do. But the Holy Spirit wants to do exactly what God wants you to do. So if we're going to do what God wants us to do, what he expects for us to do, the way that he wants marriage to look, the way that he wants marriage to represent him, and my flesh wants to do the complete opposite, who do I need to go to help me do it that way? I need to go to God. I need to depend on God. I need to talk to God. I need to ask him to help me. I need to ask him to strengthen me. When he talk about husband, love your wife as Christ loves the church, he gave up himself for the church, meaning he died for the church. It's a lot of husbands that are not willing to die. And I don't mean a physical death, but there are a lot of husbands who don't want to die to themselves for their wife. Because that's not something that comes natural to you. You want to look out for yourself. That's what comes natural to you. If a husband is going to love their wife the way that Christ loved the church, I need to go to God so he can show me and help me to love my wife the way Christ loved the church. For wives to submit to their husbands, wives don't even like that word submit. A lot of y'all, I know some of y'all rolling your eyes right now when I said it. A lot of wives don't want to submit to their husband, and they have their multiple reasons of why they don't submit to their husband. It's so many things. We can all find justifications of why we don't do what God wants us to do. I mean, we all can. Everybody can. But my point is, if I'm going to be the wife that submits to my husband the way that God has told me to, I'm going to have to go to God and ask him to help me and show me how that looks. How can I practically do that? Strengthen me when my flesh wants to go against it, because everything in me, my flesh is telling me, no, don't submit to your husband. You shouldn't submit to your husband. Why should you submit to your husband? My flesh wants to do the complete opposite. When the scripture tells us what love looks like, love is kind, love is long-suffering. Our flesh don't want to be long-suffering. Our flesh does not want to be kind. Our flesh does not want to do those things that God wants us to do. So if our marriage is going to look the way that God wants our marriages to look, if our marriages are going to glorify God, if our marriages are going to be thriving marriages, if our marriage is going to be the marriages where we can really have that intimacy and that closeness that we really desire with our partners, and to be seen and to be known and to be loved, because that's what we all desire if we're honest. That's what we all desire in our relationships. If it's going to be that, we got to learn how to do marriage God's way. But if I'm going to do marriage God's way, I got to learn how to depend on God so he can show me and teach me how to do marriage God's way. And if I'm going to depend on God, I need to pray. That's why prayer is so important in marriage. And not only am I just praying, because I told you guys with the 21 days of prayer for our marriages, I send the couple specific scriptures each day, because when I'm praying to God, I need to know exactly what God is saying in his word concerning me, my spouse, and our marriage. Well, what is he saying? What is his promises? What is it that he wants from us? What is it that he requires of me? How is it that marriage should look? How should I respect and honor my husband? How should I treat my husband? How should I love my wife? How should I honor my wife? That means now I need to get into his word to see exactly what it is that he says. And not only see what he says, see what his promises are concerning these things. Because now I know how to talk to him. Now I know how to pray and what to pray. Because I'm just going to be honest with you guys. It's not always easy. Sometimes your partner doesn't respond the way that you want them to respond. Sometimes you don't want to pray or you don't feel like praying. Sometimes your flesh wants to do the complete opposite of what you've just read. But when I know his promises, when I know what God has promised me, if I do what I'm supposed to do, no matter what, that means no matter how my partner or my spouse responds or what they do, or even if my flesh is bucking against everything that God is saying, or even when I don't feel like it and I don't want to, I know if I've done what God has called me to do and I go to him in prayer, I know what he's promised me. I can talk to him about just that. So prayer is important in marriages, y'all. In this 21 days of prayer, for marriages. I have seen God move. I have personally seen God move. And I'm just excited and expecting him to do even more things. So I encourage you, wherever you are today, wherever your partner or spouse may be, even if they don't jump on board with you in this, even if they don't pray with you or pray for you, if you decide you want to do a 21 days of praying for your marriage, get with a friend. Get with someone you may be in ministry with. Again, if you're a part of a couples ministry, maybe reach out to some of the people in the couples ministry or reach out to the couples ministry leader and say, well, I heard on this podcast that their couples ministry did a 21 days of prayer for marriages. And I think this would be a great idea for something for us to do here at our church and our couples ministry. But I encourage you, if you're not already, begin to pray for your marriage. Specifically for your spouse and for your marriage. There is power in prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. I hope you have been encouraged by the things that have been said on today's episode. I hope you guys have really enjoyed this. Again, this is season 4's finale. I'll be out for a few weeks enjoying my family. I hope you guys go back and catch up on previous episodes. And remember to share with your friends and family and anyone you think this podcast would help or they would even just enjoy the content. Make sure you share it with them. Remember, I love you, but God loves you guys so much more. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Follow me on Facebook at Demo with Mo. If you have any questions you would like answered here live on my podcast, email them to me at demowithmo@gmail.com. That's demowithmo@gmail.com.